traveled this road as a child. Wide-eyed and grinning, she never tired. But now she won't be coming back with the rest. If these are life's lessons, she'll take this test. She needs wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces. She knows the high stakes. She knows the high. As her folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like that long ago when she stood there and let her own folks know. She needed wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces. She knows the high stakes. She knows the high stakes. She knows the high.
Oh, a little bit of the Dixie Chicks to start off our Tuesday evening. That was Wide Open Spaces off of the 1998 album of the same name. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, back after a brief hiatus and back from my own version of Wide Open Spaces. I've been back home in Alberta for the last few weeks, going to the Sled Island Music Festival, working on a reporting project, and falling back in love with the prairies, as one does when you go and spend some time out there. And yeah, that's why I figured I'd start us off with that Dixie Chicks song. I listened to a lot of Dixie Chicks and a lot of Shania Twain while I was back in Alberta. I spent a few weeks in Calgary, popped up to Edmonton for 5 days or so. I spent a lot of time looking at the prairie sky, meeting new friends, listening to good tunes, just walking around Edmonton. Amazing bridges. There's a very clear moment in my mind of it pouring rain from a prairie thunderstorm, standing in the middle of the high-level bridge in Edmonton listening to that song. So I figured I'd share it with you here on the show. And it's a jam-packed show today, Radioland. I'm very excited to be back, excited to share with you my memories, recollections, and great finds from this year's Sled Island Music Festival in Calgary. I go every year because it is the most wonderful time of the year, a chance to catch up with old pals, see some great new tunes, and maybe discover some new pals and new great tunes, which was definitely the case this year for me. I was telling a friend earlier that I do think this might have been my favorite Sled Island that I've been to. Maybe it's the recency bias, but it really just felt all sorts of warm fuzzies in a lot of different directions. And it didn't hurt that the guest curator this year was Julian Baker. And I can't resist Sad Queer Girls with Guitars, which was definitely a prevailing theme of the festival, and will be a theme of the program today as we kind of reflect back on some of my favorite shows and artists that I had the chance to see in Calgary. Just a fantastic festival, fantastic show. Thank you to Sled Island, of course. Thank you to CITR for always being a pal of Sled Island and sending folks like me out there. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's like Christmas in June, but if Christmas gave you Sad Queer Girls with Guitars. And speaking of this year's Sled Island curator, we're going to start off with a song that comes from Julian Baker. Julian Baker, of course, 23 years old, out of Memphis, and has lived a lifetime, it sounds like, from her music in those short 23 years. She headlined the Saturday night of Sled Island at the Palace Theater, which I was very curious about going into it because I've seen kind of these big bombastic acts in that space before. You think like Thundercat, you think like Flying Lotus, Peaches even. And Julian Baker is not necessarily big and bombastic in that same way, but that room was packed to the brim of a lot of queer folks in jean jackets and a lot of tears and a lot of, it was kind of this space of just, you're packedly tight together. I was right down in the mosh with some new pals and you could just feel everybody crying, but you couldn't hear it because they didn't want to interrupt the music. So it was just like this soft, silent sobbing. I'm not really underselling it. It was amazing. It was wonderful. It was my favorite show of the festival for sure. And so I'm going to share with you a little bit of that. And yeah, the song that really has just stuck with me since that show comes off of Baker's first LP that she released in 2015 when she was just but a teen. And it is the title of that LP, Sprained Ankle. And yeah, I just, the like 3 minutes that this song was on during that show at the Palace, I was entranced. I was captured. I was completely in that moment. So hopefully you'll join me in that moment as we listen to it. So this is Sprained Ankle from Julian Baker off her 2015 album of the same name. And there'll be some more great Sled Island picks to follow after that. Enjoy here on Into the Woods.
Thank you. but she didn't look too happy to see us. She didn't look too happy to see us. How should I know? She said that man you just described could be anyone. He said she's not gonna help you. He said she's
That right there, Screaming Females, I'll Make You Sorry, off of their album All At Once from 2018. Before that, we heard Powerful Man from Hop Along off of their album Painted Shut, and kicking off the set, Julian Baker, Sprained Ankle, off the 2015 album of the same name. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you as I do every Tuesday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on 101.9 FM and anywhere at CITR.ca. Today, Sled Island Retrospective, looking at the best and the brightest of the stuff I was able to check out at this year's Sled Island Music Festival. A bit overdue, if you will. I was delayed. I was back in Alberta for a couple extra weeks after the festival, and so have not been able to bring you this, but I think it's good. You know, we should keep talking about these festivals even after they happen, even a few weeks out. I've had time to stew, I've had time to reflect, I've had time to listen to this music over and over and over again and fall in love with it even more. So I think it's as good a time as any to share it with you. Of course, from that last set, Screaming Females, I had a chance to check out on the Thursday night at the King Eddie, which is a fairly new venue in Calgary, part of the repurposed King Eddie Hotel, kind of a historic site in Calgary, part of the National Music Center now. It's been repurposed into this really interesting bar space, a fairly small venue, very like wood panels, very shiny wood floors, and I was right up at the front, right on close to the lead singer and her guitar thrashing. And there was a moment during the set where they had to replace an amp because an amp broke, and they replaced an amp mid-song, and that is the sign of true professionalism if ever there was. Very loud show, very fun show. Glad I got to check them out. And then of course Hop Along headlined on the Palace Theater on the Friday night. And I was able to check that show out with a dear old pal of mine I had not seen in quite a while, who actually, at the student newspaper that we worked at together, had not reviewed Hop Along's album very well. He had given them a fairly negative review, said that the vocals weren't up to snuff and all this stuff. And it's amazing how a couple of years can change it. And they are now one of his favorite bands and one of mine, too. They would put on a fantastic show, that the openers of which you will hear from later in the program today, because that whole lineup was like, mwah, chef's kiss tailored to me personally, Mel Woods. And Hop Along did not disappoint in their headlining set. And then, of course, kicking off the set, Julian Baker, Sad Lesbian Tears, all day, every day. The Julian Baker show is also really special to me because while I was back in Calgary, I was staying at my best friend's apartment while they were away in Europe, and I actually ended up staying there with a few of their other friends who I hadn't met before from Edmonton, who were in town for the festival. And it's a wonderful thing, Radioland, when you make new connections, make new friendships, meet new people who you just kind of click with right away. There were some great queer folks who had come on down from Edmonton for the festival to stay in Kate and Sean's apartment with me, and to really explicitly to see Julian Baker. So we ended up all going to the show together, and they're really good people. So shout out to them, shout out to that night, and shout out to then me going up to Edmonton the next week to go and visit with them and do some work. It's wonderful making those new connections, and I always talk about how Sled Island is a place of connecting with old pals. It always feels like during that festival, walking the streets of Calgary, I run into somebody I know on every street corner. But there is really something to be said about making new pals, too. And no better place to make new pals than kind of standing in a tightly packed mob, all sad, but together. And there's something really neat and special about that. So I feel very, very warm and grateful for that show and for the new friendships that I got out of it. But yeah. So we're going to keep things going here. More tunes, more fun. The next song is one that came from my Wednesday night headline. I've hit my Saturday, my Friday, and my Thursday. This is my Wednesday night headline. And this is actually a show that I explicitly booked my trip to Calgary in such a way that I would be able to catch this show. I worked a full day here in Vancouver, 9 to 5, had a 6 p.m. flight to Calgary. Got in at like 8:30 p.m. By the time I'd gotten from the airport to downtown, it was 9:30 p.m. I picked up my Sled Island pass. I dropped off my bags at the place I was staying, and I booked it to the Royal Canadian Legion for this show, for the Japanese breakfast show, because I adore Japanese breakfast. I play them on the program often, and they just make really great music, really great tunes. They played at the Legion, which is one of my favorite Sled Island venues. It's a big space full of just like random portraits of the Queen and tables and chairs and the nicest staff in the world. And it was such a great show, super, super packed, ran into all of my good old pals there. And I was had the chance to get right up close to the stage during this set. And yeah, this track was one of the last ones that they played. It's a cover. It's a good cover, though. And I'm a sucker for covers. So yeah, this is Dreams as covered by Japanese Breakfast here on Into the Woods.
Thank you. penguin sliding on an iceberg, and then the fiery ice cracks, and the penguin sees Donald Trump and feels numb and dies. Donald Trump hops into a balloon and floats away. A child sees him and says, "Look, something ugly is in a balloon." The end.
Are you a kid with a story to tell?
Want to learn how to make great radio?
Then sign up for CITR's
Kids Radio Camp!
On-air training,
games,
field trips,
and more! Happening this summer from July 15th to 19th.
Kids aged 11 to 14 are welcome.
To register, go to CITR.ca.
Everybody's favorite Jewel Punks, Necky, are releasing their debut album, Cut Your Teeth, on Mint Records. Come celebrate at the record release show with Necky and their pals, Pudding, Emily Toyota, and Bedwetters Anonymous. There are free toothbrushes for the first 50 people through the door. See you at the Red Gate on Friday, July 12th.
I just wanna melt in bed all day. shaken up. Guess the power lies in hate. I might be speaking up. I need your conversation. Oh, I felt stuck underwater. I couldn't find my breath. Have I lost my voice completely? Was it ever really there? What a way to just believe in empathy and care.
That right there, Bully with Hate and Control off of their 2017 album, Losing. Before that, we heard from House Panther, the track Can't Believe They Killed Marissa Cooper off their album Club Soda Lows. And kicking off the set, we heard Japanese Breakfast covering Dreams off of, that was a Spotify single. That's what that was. Yeah. Allow me to welcome you back to Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you Tuesday nights, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you great music made by women and queer folks. Today, it is a Sled Island retrospective with a little bit of prairie love thrown in. I am just back after spending 3 weeks in Alberta, attending the Sled Island Music Festival in Calgary, reconnecting with some of my dear pals, making some new friends, doing some work, and eating a lot of Canada Pizza Unlimited. It was a really, really wonderful trip. It made me think a lot about what it means to go home, what it means to go on vacation, and what it means to go on vacation to home. And also kind of about Alberta and what's going on there right now and the people there and the people doing work there and doing good work there. I spoke to a couple of new pals who had moved to Alberta from other places, the East Coast, and they'd moved there to organize, to do work because they saw that there was work that needed to be done there. And I definitely feel that right now, and I feel a strong pull back to that place. So who knows, Radioland? Perhaps I'll be back in Alberta sooner rather than later. But right now, I am here, and I'm here with you, making radio and hanging out in the Vancouver airwaves. It's 5:38 or so. We got about 20 minutes left in the program, and that's 20 minutes we're going to fill with some good tunes. Again, all artists today that I had the chance to check out at the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival this June in Calgary. In that last set, both House Panther and Bully opened for Hop Along on the Friday night at Palace Theatre. House Panther, a band I had not been familiar with beforehand, but they immediately won me over when they did a cover of TLC's No Scrubs, which if you've listened to this program at all, you know that that is the key to my heart, covers of TLC's No Scrubs, and that House Panther song was no different. And yeah, the rest of their tracks were all amazing. Bully also, speaking of covers, I couldn't find an MP3 of this to play for you, Radioland, but at the live show, they did a cover of X-Ray Spec's Bondage Up Yours, and I, like, lost my mind. I did not expect that, and I was in the mosh, and they just started doing it, and I just, it was the best moment. It was exactly what I needed, one of my favorite songs, coming from one of my more recent new favorite bands. So, great times, great Sled Island magic, and then, of course, Japanese Breakfast headlined the Wednesday night at the Legion. You already heard me talk about all my feelings about that, though. Yeah, still got some more to come. Next up, we're going to be listening to a band that you are well familiar with if you listen to this program. I played them on my Sled Island preview show. We're going to play them on the Sled Island review show because they're the show that I got to catch from them at Sled was as delightful as I expected it to be. Of course, I'm talking about the Garys, Doom Wop Surf Rock out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Three Sisters band is named for their dad, Gary, and they just make the most delightful, wonderful music. I caught them upstairs at the Palomino in Calgary, which is kind of a weird country western barbecue music venue bar. And the upstairs space is very kind of not conducive to live music. And so it was a lot of people kind of crammed into random corners. But as soon as they started playing this track, everybody started doing like the twist. They were dancing along, myself included, and it was just delightful and really fun. And I love that. It's been, I think, the third time I've seen the Garys live, and every time it just gets better and better. So wherever you are, wherever you may be, if you're in your car, walking down the street, do a little twist with this one, because I will be certainly here in the booth. This is Dance Land, Come With Me, off of Surf Manitou, from the Garys, here on Into the Woods.
The band's playing. Did you know UBC students get 20% off organic, farm-fresh produce from the UBC farm? Come by the farm and eat local. Really, really local. Supported by British Columbia's Buy BC program.
MRG Concerts presents Detroit indie rocker Steph Chura will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret on August 1st with Vancouver's own Dadweed. Don't miss this show and grab your tickets at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Thank you. eyes, a new time, a new sun, new sunlight, a new bed, a new night, a new hand to hold tight, a new planet, new heights, with new starshine I might find new comfort, new vibe. A new heart to call mine. Maybe it's right here, it's right now. Maybe we the future we envisioned all the time ago. Maybe we still got time to go. Or maybe we're destined for light now. Maybe we got galaxies mapped out on all our paths tomorrow. Maybe we're blasting off tomorrow. See me moonbeam, see me scatter. See us all up in your atmosphere. Fucking up, it's matter. Try to break us, we won't falter. Throw your prayers on up to us now. Like grandmama on your altar. Day is coming. When we done taught them, no more black folks left for you to keep on pushing to the bottom. Baby, come now, our vessel is waiting. It's okay if you feel nervous. Look at me, my hands are shaking. Maybe it's right here, it's right now. Maybe we're the future we envisioned all that time ago. Maybe we still got time to go. Or maybe we're destined for light now. Maybe we got galaxies mapped out on all our paths tomorrow. Maybe we're blasting off tomorrow. Hurry, before they see that we're leaving. Don't worry, haven't you noticed you haven't been breathing? Hurry, before they see that we're leaving. Don't worry, haven't you noticed you haven't been breathing?
And that right there, Tasha, new place off of her album Alone at Last. Tasha, of course, opened for Julian Baker at Sled Island. I only managed to catch half of her set, but it was very good, very fitting, very helping of setting the mood for that. Before that, we heard from Squirrel Flower, the track Conditions off of her album Contact Sports. I caught Squirrel Flower outdoor set at Queen Elizabeth Park in Calgary. Delightful time, beautiful sunshiny day, just lying in the grass, listen to her make some tunes. Good stuff. Before that, Samantha Savage Smith, Calgary native, Habit Forming was the track off the album Fine Lines. And of course, kicking off the set, a little bit of my favorite Saskatchewan surf rockers, the Garys, with Danceland, Come With Me, off their album Surf Manitou. And Radioland, we are coming towards the end of the program. It has been so swell, as always, hanging out with you here on 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca. It is great to be back. I love going away. I love Alberta, but I also love all of you, and I love coming back to the CITR airwaves and sharing these great tunes with you and these great memories. Yeah, like I said at the top of the show, I think this was my favorite Sled Island, and I've been to a few. This is, I think, the fifth one I've been to, and this might have been my favorite kind of in terms of overall experience. Yeah, it was kind of perfect. So I'm actually going to leave you with a track that is not from a Sled Island artist, but it does capture all of my prairie feelings I felt for the last 3 weeks. I spent I took the 4-hour bus ride from Calgary to Edmonton and back, and looking out over, passing through my hometown and looking back at the prairies, it really made me just think about how much I love Alberta. In a silly way, it's a messed up place, and there's some bad stuff going on, and there's some bad people, but gosh, I love it a lot. So this is a song kind of about that, about being queer, about being in Alberta. Comes from Ray Spoon off of their album My Prairie Home, and is called Sunday Dress. Radioland, I'll be back next week, 5 p.m. here on 101.9 FM. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you soon.
Penguin sliding on an iceberg, and then the fiery ice cracks, and the penguin sees Donald Trump and feels numb and dies. Donald